Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
We're doing Tell Me I'm Wrong. And Karen's got a new one for us. What have we got?
I do. Okay, this is from a mom. And one I can actually really relate to because this only came up in my house last night. Okay, guys, my heart is a bit broken with this. I was helping my 14-year-old son with the school project recently, which was about influencers, and we're on the laptop that he has use of at home. As we were talking over the project, I couldn't help but notice that all of the suggested videos on YouTube seemed to be misogynistic, with titles like Entitled Woman Gets Humbled, She Thinks She's a 10 But She's a 1, and there were even some Andrew Tate videos as well. I know how the YouTube algorithm works, so these are clearly the kinds of videos he's been watching. Working on the project is a rare chance for us to bond and spend some time with each other, so I don't want to confront him about it and have him resent me or feel like I'm invading his privacy. My husband isn't worried at all and actually laughed about it. He thinks Tate is a bit of a clown and shouldn't be taken seriously. But I don't want my boy to go down the wrong path, especially since I know he's taking an interest in girls and is at the age where he'll be going on dates soon. I'm worried. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to give her a hug. I think we all feel like this. Okay.
How old is the kid?
14.
14.
Mm.
And, well, small comfort. All it takes is looking at one of those videos for all of a sudden for YouTube to be spitting dozens of them up. Is this the history or is it just on the main page on YouTube? What did she say there?
Yeah, she can see it's the suggested videos.
Right, but see, that this is the thing. You'd have to be looking at this.
Even if you watch 5 seconds or something, it's going
to... Yeah, YouTube, like you watch... I watch Zit popping videos all the time.
Oh, man.
And that's all... Yeah, and we've a shared YouTube.
Is that what you're watching over your wife's shoulder when you've got your eyes up on the listener? That is disgusting.
I just can't take my hands off him. I can't take my eyes off him. Yeah, but this is the funny thing. I watch these zit popping videos and, God, Jesus, it's all confessions for me today, isn't it?
I bring out this side of you. Have you noticed that?
Well, I've got...
You get you to be really vulnerable, Ray.
I know. Bring out the real Ray. But our YouTube is shared on the telly and on the computer and everything. So my login. So when we put on YouTube in our house, straight away, it's just a bunch of screen grabs of zits being squeezed.
Oh.
And my kids are like, oh, Jesus, Daddy. Oh, my God, it's disgusting. But like that, all it takes is one video for a load of them to come up. And you're saying these videos are problematic. So that might be small comfort to you, but you do have your concern about what he's looking at online. It's not inappropriate content.
No, it's misogynistic sexual. kind of. This girl thinks she's a 10, but actually she's a 1. And she just thought it was a bit kind of anti-women. So she's worried because they're working on this project. She doesn't want to confront him and then kind of taint the time that they're spending together. The husband thinks it's all grand. It's nothing to worry about. Andrew Tate is a bit of a clown, even though Andrew Tate videos are popping up as suggested YouTube videos due to the algorithm, blah, blah, blah. So she wants to know, is she wrong to be worried?
Interesting one, actually. That's it. Maybe the dad is giving, is the dad giving the kid too much credit? Or do kids deserve a bit of credit for being able to identify that Tate is a clown at this stage? No?
I don't think so. I think when you're a teenager, you're looking for black and white answers to issues that are often more complicated than that. And Andrew Tate makes his money out of saying, no, this is a simple issue. There's a right and there's a wrong here. Literally, I mean, politically also. He's on the right side. But no, I don't think she's wrong to be worried at all. And I don't think a 14-year-old, I remember me as a 14-year-old, I didn't have the brain power to sift through those kinds of videos and make my own judgment off the back of it, I don't think.
You still don't. Jesus.
True enough.
Yeah,
true enough.
You should see him.
Yeah.
Right, Samantha's there. She's not wrong to be worried at all. There's some hateful stuff out there that appeals to minds that aren't fully formed and they want someone to blame or someone to be angry at, from Samantha. There's YouTube kids, but not for a 14-year-old, I suppose.
Oh, they won't go near it.
You won't be locking it down, no.
No.
That story from the mum about the 14-year-old son, I really think she needs to nip it in the bud quickly. I'm surprised her husband sounds a little bit blasé about the videos, from David in Wexford. Well, this is the thing, you see. You don't know what the husband's own background is or experience or his own reading of it is. It could just be he's like, Asher, it's just YouTube. It'll pass. It's a phase or it'll over time. There's so many parents. It's very easy to just be disconnected and just go, here, look at whatever you like. Mm. Asher, it'll be grand. It'll all come out in the wash.
And the thing is, some of Tate's stuff or other commentators who are like him, 5% of the stuff about empowering males or whatever, seeing the value in your own self-worth, has some value and may be spot on, but then 95% of the rest of the stuff is fairly ugly and toxic.
That's the thing. You Google his name and it's just horrendous. Like, your heart absolutely sinks as a parent.
Claire in Donegal, hi. God love that woman. It's a minefield out there, but she really needs to speak to her son about what he's watching. I suppose that's the main thing of communication. He's not going to be interested in talking to you. He's going, I don't want to tell you, whatever, mum. But it's worth having a conversation. And saying we're going to keep having conversations and we're going to connect with each other on this, and we're going to have a relationship that involves us speaking to one another, not just about this but about everything, if you can. I know that's a My eldest is 12 now, and we are in the throes of, let's talk to each other. Let's try and, you know, maintain communication for the next 6-8 years. A great place to have a chat is in a car, says Claire.
Yes.
There doesn't need to be eye contact. It's less confrontational. Hope it all works out okay for her, from Claire and Donegal. Yeah, talk, communication, and make sure that you're open and honest.
Like,
with one
on
another.
A small scale, last night, my lad was looking at something on YouTube. Now, in fairness, I don't mind when they're kind of looking at football videos or jiu-jitsu videos or whatever. But, like, one video that popped up was like, this Karen goes totally Karen on this. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay.
I'm Karen.
Yeah.
Well,
so
aside
I need
from
to...
the fact that mom is Karen,
you're taking ownership.
That was mostly while I was annoyed, actually. And then I was watching the Kardashians, because, you know, all my stuff is really highbrow that I watch. And Kim Kardashian was having a conversation with her kid about the word giat. Do you know what this word?
No. I do.
Is it sexual?
Don't worry, Ray. It's fine.
All right, okay.
No, don't worry.
There are young ears listening.
And then Kim was using a conversation with her daughter going, oh my God, you giat to be kidding me and all this. I think it basically means God. Big.
What?
Big bum.
Oh, right, okay.
But like in a kind of complimentary way. So I said to my 8-year-old, have you ever heard this word before? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, okay, I need to look. And he's like, no, don't look it up. And also while you're at it, don't look up skibbity toilet. How do you know what that is?
I've heard of skibbity toilet.
Yeah. Like, what? So like that, I totally empathise with this mum, because I'm like, there's this whole
language.
World I'm not privy to. So we do need to
educate yourself on it as
yeah.
well. We should do a podcast on that. A whole podcast series of the things middle-aged parents need to be taught.
Yes.
Because we're completely out of the loop on what our kids are watching. The dad is correct, says Ryan. Andrew Tate is a clown. Unfortunately, young fellas like him, because he's rich and is all about how to be a man, which he's not. Maybe she should say, who's that guy, and kind of bring it up in a way that and find some other people she finds more positive that they could both watch from Ryan. Well, here's the thing. Yeah, the father is correct in the sense that he's a clown, but he's not correct in the sense that I'll roll your eyes in it, shrug, and hopefully everything's going to be okay. You have to engage on it.
Yeah, like he's facing serious charges. Like, it's not...
Well, aside from that, yeah,
like,
but it's what he's peddling. It's his,
yeah.
it's his messaging
yeah, yeah.
and it's entire persona and the brand. There was one other thing. Oh, yeah, I saw a video on Instagram the other night. And this is this woman recommending that don't let your kids watch YouTube without you in the room.
Yeah.
So if they're allowed YouTube, it needs to be on the PC screen or it needs to be up on the TV.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that YouTube is enabled or watched in the house. Communication, I think, is the bottom line. We're running out of time. JP, in a quick, succinct synopsis, your judgment.
This will be quick. She's not wrong. You are right to be worried. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Karen?
Yeah, I agree. She's not wrong. Yeah, yeah. Keep talking.
3 votes and talk to each other. Karen Koster.
Thanks, guys.
Tell me I'm wrong. Karen's over there in the kitchen this morning. And we'll be catching up with Karen after this quick break.
Thanks, guys.
Karen Koster, a pleasure. Will you come back?
I might do.
All right, think about it.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.